What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
It's Dream, your K-Verdian queen.
It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. the Culture Referee. And welcome to the St. Patrick's version of the God Show. Nah, by the way, this is not St. Patrick's Day. It's just they both got on green. So AP giving them a hard time. But welcome to the God Show. Shout out to our sponsors. Like, share, subscribe. I know people don't like when you ask to do that, but please do that for me. It'll make a big difference. And then shout out to our sponsors, Yoko Vodka, Tote and Carry, and Two Loss. If you need distribution, I'm telling you, go with Two Loss. Use my code, guys, at the bottom. You get 3 months off free. Come on, let's go. And now let's get into the culture report. Let's go, Dream.
Let's get into it. So you already know, over the past week, Anita Baker, little bald head ass, canceled her concert. And we had a lot of mad women. Because a lot of women was bringing their mom to see Anita Baker for Mother's Day concert.
It was a Mother's Day concert in Atlanta. And she canceled it.
She canceled it. But she canceled it 2 hours
before. I thought she canceled like an hour before the show.
Yeah, an hour before the show.
But the point is she should be your bald head ass.
Oh, yeah, because
like,
bald head.
We got dressed. Like an hour out?
Yeah.
Nigga, we already getting dressed. Yeah. That shit was worse than Lovers and Friends.
You're bringing your mom, you know, some, it was older women.
And at least Lovers and Friends, they gave us a reason.
Yeah.
They said the winds. And everybody in Vegas the next day was like, that wind better be fucking winding. And it was.
And it was.
Bad. It would have been very dangerous. So shout out to Usher. They made the right decision. But Anita Baker.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, Anita Baker, these older artists, especially the older you get, the less they give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And I just think Anita is at that, you know, like, y'all haven't been around, like, your mama, your grandma, they get to that place where they just stop walking around with the wig on, and they got the do-rag over the wig.
Yeah, they just stop.
It's just, I don't
give
a fuck no more. Like, and I think Anita is at that place in life where she probably would have came out with a bonnet on singing Body and Soul, like, with a bonnet on. She don't care.
She could have at least gave them a reason for why, or said something on her social media through her representative.
Man, social media.
Something.
Social media.
You cannot just cancel a concert on people
Anita
and not say
fucking
nothing.
Baker. She and don't give
at all
a fuck. Like,
well,
she, don't forget, the same person that was like, Babyface, I don't give a fuck if you got 20 minutes or 13 minutes. You better get your show and get off the stage.
Yeah.
She's a queen. She's a queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we all know an auntie or a family member like Anita who don't give a fuck. So I think black people are okay with that. But the hour before, that's disrespectful.
That sounds right.
You can reimburse me for the ticket, but you can't reimburse me for the outfit I bought.
You can't reimburse me for
my gas money. Time, getting dressed, driving to the city, trying to get there early. Imagine motherfuckers trying to get there early to get to their seats.
Bringing
and they
my
find
elderly
parking,
mama on top of that.
Just pay to park. Like, it's so many things but she don't give a fuck.
She don't give a fuck. And speaking of black people, so Tyrese, he got served while he was performing on stage this Sunday. Got served with some type of suing while he was.
Okay, so here's my thing about Tyrese is that Tyrese is cool to me. But he's just so, and not only that, the reason why I give him the benefit of the doubt, because I have some really close friends of mine who are close to him.
Yeah.
And these are real niggas.
Yeah.
And the person that Tyrese shows me to be, I don't understand how a real nigga could be a friend with him. Mm. Because he's very emotional. And he's like a in your business nigga.
Mm.
Like, yeah. He's like a, hold on, she can't do what? What y'all divorcing about? Where's she at? Let me talk to your wife.
Oh, he want the tea.
No,
tea.
He don't want the tea. I feel like that sounds like feminine to me.
Very messy.
Okay. It just feels like he wants, it feels like, to me, it reads he knows it all. I have all the answers. That's why he should talk to me.
Okay, so he's a know-it-all.
But a know-it-all don't run from a lawsuit serving, because they're gonna serve you eventually. It was just easier to serve you at the concert. Like, it's like, but nigga, you don't, if you know they're serving you, it's one. See, here's the thing, that this is the thing where I'm gonna call cap on Tyrese. This is him being dramatic. My nigga, if someone walks up to you with a piece of paper, the way they serve you is they catch you with something. Mm-hmm. Yo, Dream, can you sign this for me? It's an autograph. You get it? You've been served.
Yeah.
Nigga, if you know they're gonna serve you, just say, don't let nobody hand me shit.
Right, right.
Do the show. Come off the stage. Somebody try to give you nothing. Hey, don't give me nothing. I don't want nothing. Matter of fact, if somebody comes like they trying to, security push their ass down.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? And then walk out.
But how do you know if he knew?
TMZ said that they tried to serve him, and that's why he left.
That's my point.
He was avoiding.
That's my point. Yeah, he was avoiding getting someone putting a piece of paper in his hand. Mm. You could still do the show. First of all, they're not going to give it to you on stage, or they have before.
Oh, wow.
Sierra got served on stage.
That's crazy.
On stage?
Sierra or Nicki Minaj. One of them was on stage and somebody handed them a piece of paper and they took it and they threw it on the paper. But all you need is a show, hit their hand, and it's on camera. That's all you need to show to say you've been served.
Yeah.
So Sierra got served from the stage. But she didn't know though. So if Tyrese, if I know someone said to serve me, I'm gonna be like, hey, look, I don't give a fuck if it's my mama. Somebody try to hand me something, Rick, push the fuck out of them, slap their hand down.
Yeah.
And you would have been over. But his dramatic ass run from the stage. That was his Tupac moment. Right. Man, they was on me, cuz. I had to get up out of there, cuz. That was his Tupac moment.
Yeah.
Nigga, you didn't have to leave the stage. You should have just said, no, I'm not taking that.
Right. Yeah. Now him leaving the stage, it probably made everybody look at him like, what's going on? Brought the attention even more.
It was the dramatics that he wanted.
Facts.
Now he has to do an interview on live about it. And now he has to say, I'm not getting charged. And by the way, why am I paying $20,000 a month in child support? Nigga. What do you want from me? Like, it's like, he's too emotional for me.
He's too emotional.
I think it's Gemini. He's an emotional Gemini.
See, I don't
know. Look at Tyrese's birthday. He's a Gemini.
I don't know an emotional
nigga
Gemini.
Damn sure act like, you don't know an emotional Gemini.
Not really emotional.
No fucking Virgo. Maybe I want to bet money Tyrese ain't no Virgo.
If he's emotional, he's giving me
cancer. I want to bet money.
That's a cancer.
Look it up.
That's a cancer. That's definitely cancer.
He's either
vibes.
A Gemini or a Cancer. He reads
one of them. Which one is he?
Taurus.
I say Cancer.
I say Gemini. He
Capricorn. Oh, even worse.
They know they always right. That makes sense. That's why he's like that.
Yeah.
They never wrong.
Yes.
Capricorns are always right.
Always.
Until they're no. Capricorns are always cool. Until they're not cool.
Until they're not cool.
Yeah.
Nigga, Timothy's a Capricorn. Nigga, Timothy will say yes to 99 things. But what you don't know is that those 99 things are things he don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
That's why he's saying no. But that one thing he cares about, bitch, I'll die tonight before we do that. I'm not doing that. And it's like, I do everything. Nigga, you've been building that case, nigga. A Capricorn will tell you all the good shit they do right after you tell them the fucked up shit they did. Uh-huh. Yeah, Tyrese, listen, man. I mean, I never met the man. I've probably been in his presence.
Yeah.
He's an emotional guy, and I don't think that America needs emotional men right now.
Yes.
I think that America wants men to be men, and a real nigga would have told him, if you don't get that fucking paper out of my face for you, this ain't your problem, bro.
Yeah.
Don't try to be a hero for somebody else's shit. Mm-hmm. You will get fucked up in here if you touch me.
Yeah,
he could do it. That would be so much easier than escaping the stage.
Yeah,
like can you? The
dramatic.
He ran through the back door, rushed to the limo and shit. Like,
he on Maury.
And then, but he still left the venue.
Yeah, and the spotlight followed him all the way.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
I need to see the footage.
Yeah, you
need
to see the footage. It was definitely.
Nah, that's funny.
Yeah.
If the spotlight followed him all out.
No,
that's
the spotlight.
Thank y'all. Good night.
And on the walkout?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Nigga, halfway through the show.
Time, y'all.
That's dramatic. That's super dramatic.
Oh, that man is dramatic. He doesn't understand. And I would tell Tyrese, dog, it ain't about you being rich. It's about the perception that you are rich. And 50 Cent has a famous quote. He said, there is no sympathy for winners. Mm-hmm. I don't think no one feels sorry for a rich man going through some shit. No one does. So when you're like, what do you want from me? We want you to act like the rich nigga you are. And do it like a man would. Show us how a man would handle all that on his show with DJ Envy, calling his wife and texting his wife. Like, he could be my friend.
Yeah.
Nigga, I couldn't even imagine. Nigga, I saw two niggas walking in my shit. Hold on, who the fuck is that? Yeah. Where they going?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not playing that shit.
It sounds like he's a little bit mentally unstable to me.
Who ain't mentally unstable since the fucking pandemic?
That's what it
who ain't mentally
like.
Who ain't mentally unstable after
right,
the pandemic?
You're right. You're
like,
definitely right.
Who the fuck on this couch has not thought about killing a nigga once or twice since the pandemic?
Yeah. You're right.
That's what everybody has.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't argue that.
Can't, so that's my point. But we just know that no one cares, so we're not being dramatic.
Right.
Right. Like him. We're not going to be dramatic.
Do y'all know that How You Want to Act Like That was written about Kim Kardashian?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It was Damon Thomas wrote it about Kim Kardashian when they was going through their divorce. How you gonna up and leave me now?
Okay, yeah, that was a Tyrese song.
Yeah, you know what else I heard? I heard that it was another song that somebody, it'll come to me, I can't remember. It'll come to me.
Okay, but anyways, so there's been, you know, Kendrick and Drake, they still got their back and forth. So, you know, all the old heads, as they say, the old heads are starting to tap into the beef. Everybody has their own opinion.
The old heads are disrespecting it. Hip hop OGs, it's time for y'all to accept that hip hop is different than it was when y'all started. I saw a Welcome to the Culture page posted a post where they said how many people, OGs, are mad at hip hop. And they had Benzino, shout out to Zeno. They had Big Daddy Kane, Questlove. I think Ice Cube and all these guys were saying how they don't like the beef.
Mm-mm.
And that bothered me because it was like this Drake Kendrick beef is the biggest beef in hip hop history to me. And the reason why I want to say that is because Tupac and Big, somebody died.
Facts.
I don't want to give that to them. Like, it was like, that wasn't beef, nigga. That was war.
Yeah, that was war.
That was real war. I don't think Drake and them are like taking it, like worried about his life being, you know, taken from him. And, you know, Kendrick gave the entertainment, and I don't know. I think it was good. I think it was great. I can't believe the OGs are hating on the young niggas. It's so weird to me. These OGs got to stop hating on these young artists.
That's
because
true.
They need y'all guidance, and nobody receives guidance when it's wrapped in hate.
Yeah.
So y'all got to get off your high pedestal of when y'all ran the 80s and 90s, or even the 2000s, and y'all got to come talk to these kids.
Yeah,
y'all gotta come make time with them, and it don't have to be. It could just be like, it don't have to be on camera. It could just be like, yo, if you ever, you know how many rappers have sat on this couch right here, or how many every artist that has ever done Artist Spotlight, I gave every last one of my phone number. If you ever need something, hit me. Mm-hmm. Benny, Connie, you name it, like Elijah, I give everybody my number because I'm like, if you need something, hit me, because I'm an OG and I need to act like it.
Right, that's true.
Like these OGs are acting like little niggas, then get mad when the little niggas is acting like babies.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, nigga, I'm only acting like a baby because you acting like a little nigga. I'm acting like I'm younger than you because you older than me. And
I think it's their way of trying to get some attention, you know?
But why do they need it? Like, so if it was, by the way, if it was Eric Sermon, it's different. Eric Sermon, he's giving the other side.
Yeah.
He's telling you that these motherfuckers are just like, I don't like the beef. And they was like, we don't like that as fact checking. Well, we have access to information. So when Big Daddy Kane said, who flat top rules in 89? We couldn't fucking figure out who's flat top. It had to be you.
Yeah.
Because nobody has social media and nobody can talk but you.
Right.
Now everybody got a voice.
Everybody.
So now your voice is diluted, nigga. It's accepted. By the way, nigga, I love Kane, but I didn't like it. I didn't like that they didn't like the beef. I didn't understand that.
Ice Cube throws me off if he didn't like it. He's responsible for one of the best.
While you talking, I'm gonna go find it.
I said it to you.
No Vaseline.
Ice Cube.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Serious?
Okay.
Ice Cube, Lazy Bone didn't like it. Talib Kweli, Russell Simmons, Ed Lover, shout out to Ed Lover, and Benzino. All those motherfuckers was like, we don't like this shit.
Ed Lover's my man. I'm surprised by him too.
Me too. But he's, I think,
you think maybe they're saying it because they don't want it to get to the
point. Nah, I can't be honest with you. I think I don't know, man. They said they didn't like it because they don't like the fact checking. But it's like, in this world, well, you got to fact check.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the fact check was so important that Drake said, I fed you information. And Kendrick was like, nigga, you ain't feed me shit. Nigga, I ain't looking for it.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm taking care of my kids, but you don't know nothing about that. Like, he just went there. That's what he said on the song. He was like, nigga, you think I'm out here looking for information on you, nigga? Like, I ain't got kids to take care of. Oh, yeah, but you don't know nothing about that. So,
that's out the beef. It came a hits, top hits. They yeah. both made hits coming out this beef. They both on the charts.
They both are incredible.
Charting right now.
And they both incredible. So I don't understand. By the way, hip-hop is now commercial. It is making a lot of money. And it is no longer... Black people own the culture of it, but we don't control the business of it.
Facts.
So we have. So when we start speaking about the culture in a negative way, all we're doing is sending it to the people that's like, fuck them, they're broke. I got millions over here doing it my way. We're sending them to the devil, my nigga.
True.
We send them to the devil when we giving them like, we hate what you're doing. We send them to the devil. Like... The devil's like, oh, don't worry about them. It's a deep-rooted thing in the black community. That's why father's not around. That's why these young brothers are being raised by their mother, and they're so angry, and they don't realize you need your dad. You need that male voice in you to say, stop acting like a bitch.
That's facts.
Control your emotions. Yeah. You know, bitch.
That's true.
You need that.
Speaking of dads, I kind of have a godfather question for you guys. So did you guys see the article when it was a girl dad? So his daughter was getting bullied by another girl.
Oh, yeah.
And so he said they made appointments with the principals. They talked to the parents. Literally, the dad did everything that he could do. So
and
he
him
said
and his friends jumped
him
the
and
dad.
His brother jumped the other girl's dad to teach the daughter a lesson about bullying his daughter. So as a father, what you think about that?
I'm torn.
Yeah.
Because he did the right thing
to protect his child.
Well, I mean he had to teach someone a lesson, and the only person the lesson he could teach a lesson to was the dad. So I guess that's okay. But I hate that he put it on the Instagram. I hate they put it on the internet. Right. That's my problem with it.
Yeah.
I hate that he put it on the internet, and I hate that he, to me, that felt like clout chasing. He should have just had somebody film it.
Yeah.
And then put that on the internet and then say, why did it happen? Two men are jumping a man out of school. Let me tell you why we jumping that man. Because his daughter, well, then it becomes more interesting. Mm-hmm. But he just told us, man, for all we know, he's lying.
Yeah.
Where's right. We don't know that. We don't know him. We don't know his daughter. We don't know none of that shit. We ain't got no proof. So for me, it's kind of like, that shit was a little clout chase to me. I didn't like it.
So what would you do if like that you was in that position, your daughter was getting bullied in school?
I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up to your house. Where your parents at?
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm on your parents' ass. I'm going to show you. But I'm not going to show my ass.
Right.
I'm going to be very respectful and say, oh, look, I'm just letting you know that this is the last time I'm going to come like this.
Right.
So please make sure that this doesn't happen. And I'll just to double check, I'll make sure mine doesn't do anything either.
But from what
I'm telling you, if somebody does, I'm going to knock on your door again and it's not going to be friendly.
Right. From what he said he tried everything. The daughter still bullied him, so.
He also went to the internet.
Yeah, he went to the internet.
I don't think it's masculine for men to tell their business on the internet. Just me.
That's a fact.
I don't think that it's a masculine thing to do for a man to get on the internet and say, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you how I feel. Now, talking about their business, I think men should teach lessons.
Facts.
Not get messy.
It's like these modern day, these new age, everybody goes to the internet with everything. It's like, no, nothing. Everybody's just running to the internet. As soon as somebody gets into an argument, we're on the internet, the other person. Now it's just everybody's in the business. And now the situation is just escalating. It's just the internet is definitely plays a big role in a lot of.
Yeah, the internet got a lot of y'all. The internet is exposing us. It's exposing who's weak and exposing who's strong.
Yes.
It's exposing who's real and exposing who's fake. I mean, that's why they'll get back to the original question. We fact check. Because you can't, if you want to say something, make sure it's true or real.
You got your receipts.
Yeah, something like that. That's why I don't believe Drake fed them that information. If you feed somebody information, you film that shit.
Right.
So who do you think fed the information?
I think everything Kendrick said was right. I think that he's had some holes in his team. Man, do you know how hard it is to get rich and have people around you who aren't rich?
Right.
Nigga, because they be counting your money. And then they be comparing it to how you see them. So they just saw you spend $1,000 on your kid. And they like, I need $1,000 for some bills. And they like, this nigga rather pay by his kids some toys than give me some money. No, nigga, you ain't working as hard as me. I'm sorry. But I'll, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and Matt, so I can see, and Drake is like filthy rich. Filthy, disgustingly, never have to work another day in his life rich. Nigga, he probably got niggas around him who are like, feel like shit. Nah, bruv, like, why, take care of me. By the way, randomly, I know randomly, did y'all see that clip where Calvin Klein, the gangster, told the story about Jay-Z getting out of jail? You saw that clip?
Yeah.
It was interesting to me because I thought Jay-Z was a stand-up nigga from the story that he told, and he didn't see it. You know the story?
Mm-mm.
So he basically says, he got out of jail, and he went to Hov, and Jay-Z was like, what you want to do? And he said, I want to go buy some properties, whatever. And Jay-Z was like, don't spend over $10 million and I got you. $10 million is your budget. Mm. And I guess he saw the property and it was 13. And he saw the property that was 13 and he was like, fuck. Yo, bro, I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna find something for 10. And Jay-Z was like, just call me when you're ready. He took that to fence. Like, it was like, why are you mad at that? The nigga gave you $10 million to
say. What are you talking about right now?
He said him and Hov ain't spoke since that day.
Yeah, that was real ungrateful and greedy.
It's hard to find a friend that says his $10 million. I'm telling you. Figure it out.
Shit, yeah. Let me get that. I bet you I would have found
something.
Even if
he did say something to offend me, I'd still be like, who gives, it's not the deep part, is who gives you $10 million
right,
and disrespects you at the same time? Only a nigga would take that that feels like he deserves more or he was something more, and it's a new day. And Hov didn't play it.
Yeah. Speaking of Jay-Z, so there was also an article speaking, who's a better lyricist? Ludacris said that he would beat Jay-Z.
Ludacris didn't have no choice but to say he
in a rhyme writing contest.
If he would have said Jay-Z, he would have lost all respect. He had to say that. What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And if you were wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister is, she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so speaking of Jay-Z, do you think that okay.
That was amazing. You got it, girls. You got it. That was amazing.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Do that again. Yeah.
Take your time.
Fucking professional.
Be Barbara Walters. Let's go.
Okay, I can't look at him, though.
He sound like a real executive producer.
I can't be Barbara Walters and look at this nigga.
Fucking amazing. Yes.
Okay, so speaking of Jay-Z, Ludacris had came out saying he would beat Jay-Z in a rhyme writing contest. Do you agree?
Verse writing. We have to be very specific.
He said a rhyme writing contest.
No, he said if y'all had to write a verse.
Big difference.
No, no, Ludacris claims he would beat Jay-Z in a rhyme writing contest. Well, he's talking about a verse.
Okay.
But hold on, let's be clear. Let me tell y'all something. Jay-Z is the greatest rapper of all time. But Ludacris is in the top three featured artists in rap history. Like, top three. Let's look features. Now. We look at features.
Okay.
See, I like Ludacris killed like more features than Jay-Z did.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Look at Jay-Z verse on "No Clouds in My Store." We Rockefeller. Umbrella. That's cool. But then look at some style coming down, whip. Yeah. Want to go platinum? This who you should get. Like, nigga, you cannot fuck with Ludacris in a one verse. And we talking one verse. All rappers in history, Ludacris needs to be in there.
Yeah, he's definitely a great lyricist.
And in that case, Jay does have a. He's the more superior MC because Ludacris is so good at writing verses.
Very.
Because when you have that creative style and how you attack records, it becomes very novelty. You can't make a whole album like that. He can't make a whole album like his verse on that mother. If you want to hear how crazy, how fire Luda is, go listen to his verse on Project Pat, "This Bitch, That Hoe." Dog. And I'm be honest with you. I can't think of his verse on, I'm talking Southern Found.
Glamorous Life. Verses.
Yeah.
He got some verses. Ludacris is that nice.
And he was charging $250,000 per verse.
The only person that I could compare him with is Busta Rhymes.
Only person
and then
compares
Missy
to
on
Busta.
The female side.
And Missy on
and
the female
it.
Side. Like,
he's a,
but
he's
verse,
in class.
We need a verse to save the world? Nigga, I'm going to Ludacris over Jay-Z. Mm. Now, we need a song, I'm going to Hov. Yay, it's different. But a verse? And these niggas can't fuck. Chris is, he was one of the illest niggas to ever do it. Shout out to Banneker High School. Shout out to College Park.
Yeah, that part.
Nigga, Jay-Z from Brooklyn. But, hey,
Luda from Chicago.
Banneker High School got the
Luda from the Shy.
No, Ludacris is from Chicago.
He
grew up in Champaign, Illinois. He's not even from Chicago. Champaign. And he moved to Atlanta. I know he's from here because we went to high school together. Mm-hmm. And I've been going, and he was there. So
yeah.
He was there.
That's 30 years. He's been here at least 30. He's from here.
He's from here.
So yeah. So, but nah, shout out to Chris. And by the way, it kills me. Stop asking competitive people who they think is better than them, expecting them to fold.
Right.
Chris is a Virgo.
Ludacris is a Virgo. I didn't even want to do that because I felt like it was too much.
Yes, he is.
College Park, Banneker High School, Virgo, nigga, he's the best.
He can't be touched.
He can't be touched to me. But I didn't want to put that out there because, you know, I want to do that. But shout out to Luda. Shout out to Jeff and Shaka. I want him on the show. How the fuck did I go to high school with him and he ain't on the show? I'm going to send this to Jeff and Shaka. We got to talk about that.
Yes. Speaking of Atlanta artists, you know, I got to shout out my boy Gunna. You know, one of the
Southside owned. Shady Park's own.
He definitely came back and resurrected himself with his concerts, his looks. It's like Gunna just.
I don't think Gunna resurrected himself.
I think he did.
I think
from all the drama
and
everything.
I think the streets think he resurrected himself.
For sure.
I think his fans feel like he's always made music.
Yeah.
He never left.
It was the streets that counted him out and the street niggas. And Gunna is a reminder of how much control the streets don't have anymore.
For sure.
Facts.
Like, that's what he showed us. He showed us that you don't need the streets to win, to maintain your win as long as you're maintaining good music.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. My only advice to him is switch your flow up.
Yeah.
His flow is very predictable. And I think that if he switched his flow up a little, like, that's what makes, to me, that's why, and I seen him and Future going at it. And, you know, everybody's like, Gunna's hot. I'm like, yo, Future has the best flow and melodic flow in rap. And he's had it for at least the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, if you listen to, I was listening to Gunna's album and I liked it, but I was like, I felt like I knew, and I'm like, I know Gunna since he was a kid.
Yeah,
too talented. Don't get, and he probably see isolated. You know, he's probably isolated.
Yeah, for sure.
The game probably, mm-hmm. but and if he changes his flow up, and I hope he hears this, because that's my nigga. If he changes his flow up, he will be probably bigger than Future.
Yeah.
If he changes his flow, he can't, like, when Future goes into his melodic playing, it's like,
yeah,
that nigga did like four different melodies in that superheroes and villains song.
Yeah,
what, nigga? Like, he just, and I think he figured it out. So Future's much better now than he was.
Yes,
The Honest album, he's much better now. That's because he worked on it. That's all I'm encouraging Gunna to do.
Yeah,
work on your flow now. Yeah. You're already big, but now. Because the audience will get, all it takes is for one other flow to get introduced to us and your shit will be old.
Yep.
So you have to show us that you can adapt. And to me, that's the only thing I didn't hear on this album. I didn't hear, I was like in the car and I was like, I could rap the flows. Like, like I could do this so I could hear it. So it's becoming a little predictable on the flow side, even though he makes great songs. But then in order for him to be the greatest, he has to make a great album.
Right.
And a great album, you can't get bored. Right. And you'll get bored with every song if everything sounds alike. So that'll be my only take, I'll say.
He needs to change the flow around.
Shout out to Ev.
Yes.
His manager's a Virgo. Boom.
And Gunna's a Gemini. So, you know, he's not stopping.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happen.
Oh my God. Okay, cool. Sergio.
He's a Gemini, you know, we know how to come back, you know.
Let's go.
So, okay, speaking of Gunna, what was the next one?
No, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Pause. I forgot what the question was.
Nightlife.
Nightlife. That what? I like that. Let's go. Pick back up.
The decline of nightlife.
Rick. So Rick and I were rolling somewhere yesterday in the car, and we was riding through the city of Atlanta, and we started speaking about nightlife and how Atlanta don't have clubs no more. Matter of fact, this is how we started. Rick said it's hard to break artists in that new Atlanta because there are no more clubs to go to. And I was like, damn. I heard that in New York. I heard in New York they have no clubs.
Mm.
Why? So here's my thoughts. I feel like nightlife is dying because everybody needed to make a dollar.
Agreed. And
everybody's desire to make a dollar cost them the people spending the dollars. Because you get turned off when you pull up and it's $100 to park. It's $100 to park.
Yeah, for sure.
God damn, when the fuck did it come on? And then you got to pay $100 to park. Then when you walk in the club, the girls are getting 20% of everything you spend. So it's a 20% premium on it. And you start thinking about like, damn, it cost me $1,500 to go out and have a good time. I could just invite you motherfuckers to my house, have some liquor there, and have a good time there.
That's true.
And Rick's had so many amazing thoughts. So I just wanted to ask, Rick, I want you to elaborate on the things wrong with nightlife.
Several things. So when I first started to come to Atlanta, 03, 04, 05, you know, Atlanta was known, had big clubs.
Yeah.
Velvet Room.
Mm-hmm.
Mansion.
$20,000.
$20,000 that evolved into Compound.
Yeah.
Gold Room.
Vision.
Yeah.
There's no more big clubs left unless you're on the east side or you're going to the south side.
Unless you're going to your south side.
CVS or Cosmopolitan, if I'm not mistaken. They're still going, but everything else is a lounge, hookah lounge. I think you just touched on something a little while ago. Nobody wants to spend $150 before they had their first drink.
No.
And the party's kind of shaky or it's average.
And no dance floors.
No dance floors.
And if you don't have a section, you don't have a purpose anymore.
You don't have a purpose.
Yeah, if you don't have a section,
so we took that away. So it's just about hookah and food and bottle service. Why does the bottle girl make more than the DJ? You don't need a bottle girl for a party. You can't have a party without a DJ.
That's facts. That's true.
It's just so many different things that are just kind of twisted with it all over the place. Nowadays, people are partying in their own pocket. You live in Camp Creek. Why am I coming to the city? I could party in this area.
Yeah.
If I live in Marietta, Smyrna, why am I coming to the city? I can stay over here.
None of that. I ain't got to pay to park.
Yeah.
I don't have to pay to park.
Hookah's cheaper. Liquor's cheaper.
Everything's going to be cheaper because it's not the city.
That's why I party on Old National.
No, listen, you're hearing it. You're seeing more and more of this. 5 years ago, you wouldn't have heard that.
No,
everybody was coming to the city. You either Buckhead or Midtown.
Yeah. Yep. I know I could go to Old National. I could go to Harold's. They're going to pour me one shot, and it's going to be a triple quadruple for $10. I'm going to get me some wings, and I'm going to have a good time.
And you spend $50. Compared to paying $100 to park.
$100 to park.
You don't got to pay to park.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
When you go to these clubs, it's $100 to park. Or you got to risk your shit getting broken into.
Yeah.
You got the $40 parking spots down the street. That's where they breaking in the cars at. So, so you're going to pay that $100 to park. And it's like, bro, and you're going to pay. You got to get a section. And I was just thinking, I was like, because like I'm at a point in my life where I want to go out more. And I got money, but I'm still like, that shit costs too much. Like, it almost feels like they're like, do something, nigga. $100 to park. Do something. $70 for the hookah. Yeah, bitch.
$70 for the
whether you like me or not, you paying me 20%.
Yeah.
So I don't give a fuck how y'all feel.
But I think with the lack of service, you lost, besides the high prices, you lost a lot of patrons. Yeah. Service is a big part of it. And Atlanta was known for having great service. These were the things that the city was known for. The big clubs, the energy, all of that. It's like, where is it now? We're talking, the fact that we're having this conversation.
See, I think it is. Nobody really wants to go out in Atlanta anymore because of the violence rate and the crime rate.
No, it's not the violence. One thing about people, I don't give a fuck in the motherfucking 60s when they were sicking dogs on us. We still was partying.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We got to have a good time.
The party was the escape. We don't party no more because now the party costs more.
Yep. Yes.
And niggas is just escaping home.
Yes. Yeah.
And to me, Alex clearing out the... selling his clubs and work focusing on the touring.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, that's the next, to be honest with you, that's all he was doing anyway.
Yeah.
That's the smart thing. AG was paying you money to come to Compound. And as soon as they about 215 hit, play his set. Here go your mic, Meek. Here go your mic, Tip. Here go your mic, Ross. You know what it is.
Oh, and, yeah.
you,
Absolutely.
And you, I dare you put the mic down to act cool. You just lost every fat. They like, that nigga think he too cool.
Yeah.
So you get to the show, and now you performing in an intimate setting. All he did was sell hard tickets.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, I think that we're about to head to a recession. I think it's about to get really bad.
I agree.
And the reason I think it's going to get bad is because people are being so greedy, $100 a park. Fucking everything costs, like... Nigga, they got hookah in the bowling alley. Like, we can't just motherfucking bowl, nigga.
No. Right. They got hookah in the nail shop now.
They got hookah in the nail shop.
In the nail shop.
Like, I can't just, like, I can't bring my kids. That we was at Cascade skating rink. They got hookah in there.
What are they doing that?
Wow.
Nigga, that's my point, y'all. Like, the part, you know what it is? I know what it is. I'm going to get a little deep. But what it really is the parents. The parents are now cool. My mom wasn't cool. Was your mom cool?
No.
We cool as fuck. And I think cool matters to us. So because cool matters to us, we always want to do cool shit. Cool shit cost.
For sure.
Right? And once you start paying for it, it starts becoming a way.
It's not as cool anymore.
Yeah.
It's the weight comes down on you. Like, I went to the club, nigga. It was $1,300 for two bottles. $1,300?
Two bottles.
$1,300 to go That's to the club.
For a $100 bottle.
Okay, let me tell y'all something. I put... Every first of the month, I put $1,500 something that takes $1,500 out of my account every first of the month for my kids. And I said on LR's 18th birthday, I started right when Miyoki turned, like, I think she might have been like a year. And I just was like, you know what? Because I start looking at my money different. I start saying, what am I spending my money on?
Right.
Like, what am I doing with my money?
It didn't
make sense. So, I'm not going to show the world because it's not important, but like, this how much money I just got that's sitting in there just doing stuff for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I just doing stuff for my kids. Like, it's like 71. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't mind. It's only like $71,000. But the point is that what if I was spending that money on a club every weekend? Now, when obviously I got money in the bank, but this is literally for my kids.
Yep.
When Little Raymond's 18th birthday, he's going to get 60% of the money, whatever, and that's or minimum of 80,000, 100,000 for his birthday. My point is that I start looking at money differently.
Yeah.
Like, why am I spending? And I think that everybody's doing something, and people are going to start picking and choosing where they want to go. Pay attention, guys. Brick and mortar is dead.
That's true.
Nigga, go to Lenox Mall. Nigga, it's nobody's in there.
No.
Nigga, nobody's in Greenbrier at all right now. Like North Lake Mall. Who the fuck is in Northlake right now? That's what I'm trying to say. You might go there for your favorite Chinese spot, but we don't go to these places to shop anymore. Because I told this to Rick yesterday, because black people, our desire to be accepted by other markets is killing our economy.
Yeah.
Because now, when I was a kid, I used to love getting a little $50 and go to Shannon Mall and buy something. That was incredible to me.
PCS.
Yeah, now... kids want $800 Louis shirts.
Yeah, that's true.
What the fuck happened to us?
Yeah.
Nigga, now you ain't spending no money in your own ecosystem.
Yeah.
Like, you're leaving College Park, leaving Decatur, leaving the West Side to go to Lenox to spend money at Gucci and Louis, because meanwhile, you left Greenbrier, Shannon Mall been shut down, right? Fucking, like, the West End, like, we deserting our own, trying to look like we're richer than our own.
That's true.
And I think that it's going to hit like a brick wall, and it's going to hurt all of us. And I don't know how, but it's going to really hurt us, because this shit is expensive as fuck.
It really is.
And I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes when I'm out and I see a nigga with a $1,500 t-shirt, and I'm like, you can't wear that no more.
No more.
Yeah.
It's done.
One and done.
You could have put that $1,500 into an account for your kid one day. So I start looking at it like that. I start having to make, even me, someone who earns in the top 3% of the world, I still got to think about where I'm spending my money now, yeah, because everything costs.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go broke out here trying to motherfucking keep up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. So I look at myself like, don't get me wrong, I wild out. I do have a great time. But I have a great time after I handle all my business and I make sure all my employees are taken care of.
Yeah.
That's when I do it. I don't have a good time until after my bills and all my overhead is paid.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And then you start looking at like, well,
a little extra.
A little fun. I got a little fun. A little $10,000 for the money. What am I going to do with this? Okay, I know you're going to want something. Okay, I know. Okay. Nigga, I'm not about to spend $2,000 at the club tonight for 2 hours.
No.
No, sir.
But you want to know what happened to us, though? I feel like social media, Instagram, that's what happened to us. Everybody wants to keep up with the Joneses. I might go on Instagram and see a celebrity has this outfit on. Oh, I want that outfit, too. Now I'm going to spend my money in Lennox Mall.
Crazy thing, social a celebrity probably didn't even pay for
everything.
It.
Not only that, let me tell you crazy thing. The celebrities are smart. Mm-hmm. They selling their items for cheap.
Yep.
Why they wear expensive shit.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian's a billionaire because of selling Fashion Nova.
Basic fucking Sheen.
Sheen. Nigga, what's the one? The one that has a weird name.
Skims?
Not Skims. It's like
Pretty Little Things.
Not Pretty Little Things. It's next to them though. Sheen, Pretty Little, it's the third
Team
Boohoo Man.
Boohoo, yeah. Boohoo, okay.
Nigga, I spent $300 at Boohoo.
On what?
I spent it as a joke. I was high as fuck, and I was like, "That sweatsuit for $19? That shit kind of fresh.
Uh-huh.
I can pull that shit off.
Uh-huh.
That shit too.
Right?
Nigga, I added so much shit. I was like, I ain't getting all this shit. This shit probably $1,000. That shit said 280. I gotta buy it now.
Right. Got to.
Man, I bought that shit. That shit was so motherfucking cheap.
Uh huh.
The medium fits like a triple X large. Like, it's like, come on. But I only paid $19 for it.
Yeah.
If I wore it one day, I won.
You won.
Compared to spending $900 on a Dolce & Gabbana sweatsuit, wearing it, and niggas see me wear it twice, they're going to call me out the third time.
Right. Yep.
That nigga ain't got no money. He wore that shit three times,
crazy,
nigga.
Third time.
Damn, nigga, you got to wear that Dolce. I paid $1,500 for it, nigga. Why can't I?
Get you $1,500 worth. You
so, yeah, I just think that we as black people got to start spending locally in our neighborhoods, like support that neighborhood store. Like I don't go grocery shopping. I don't do anything outside of my neighborhoods.
Yeah,
nothing. Like if it's not my name, I don't like. I go to the Publix by my house.
Yeah,
like everything is. I go when I'm mm-hmm. hungry. I go to the restaurants by my house. I don't spend. I, no disrespect,
that's
Nick
smart.
Love. I'm not going to Decatur to eat.
Yeah.
Park on Ponce is good though. I ain't gonna lie, Park on Ponce is good, but still. So yeah, I just think that we in trouble. I think that we gotta make some better decisions, and I think hip hop ain't helping.
Agreed.
I think not these young artists out here ain't helping. I think the girlfriends ain't helping. Everybody's rich. Everybody look like they rich. And then people gonna start looking at themselves being like, hold on, this nigga on stage with a $200,000 in jury and I spent my last $100 to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I could have and you ain't even doing nothing. I could watch this shit on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna save my $100 and do something. It's gonna happen. Remember, I told y'all that.
Yeah. So you think that sales are gonna decline? Like
sales are declining.
Been declining.
Dog, sales are dog. Go to the mall right now. Dog, I have another prediction. Niggas is gonna start moving in places.
What you mean?
Like, if Kohl's let me rent the Kohl's in Fayetteville and turn it into my house, I will.
Mm.
Think about it. It's probably gonna be $1 million renovation.
But
I got I got nothing but parking. Nothing but parking. I got it's fucking 40 feet ceilings. I can put a second floor. I can do bedrooms. What?
I see a third. Yep.
Dog, it's real talk. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's families that are like buying banks to move into the bank.
Mm.
They gutting it out.
Everything is they gutting it out. Like, dog, people are gonna start living in places like this.
Yes.
Like this office is gonna come. It's gonna because it's gonna be better. It's like it's like they need somebody in it so bad that they like, we just want somebody to rent it. And it's going to be you. Okay, rent it. What you going to do with it? Live in it. What fuck they going to say?
Yeah.
They getting their money every
month.
They getting their money every month.
I'm telling you, people are going to start moving in those places.
Making it like a live workspace?
No, like just a live space.
Oh, okay.
Like that McDonald's is shut down. That nigga going, somebody going to take it and turn it into their home. I'm telling you, like houses, rent is going up, retail is going down.
Yeah, for sure.
What are we going to wind up going? We're going to have to do something.
Everything is going up. Even groceries are crazy. You can't even go in the store and spend $100 on groceries and get everything you need. Because now your bread that you bought for $2, $3 is now $5, $6.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I never,
your eggs, your milk is $7.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to certain prices in certain places, but I did notice that $200 bill that I normally would have been turning to $475 real fucking quick. And real I was like, God quick. Damn, how the fuck? I don't remember real spending quick. This much money.
Uh-huh. Seriously.
We got one shopper cart, $475. Like, shit, what we get?
I noticed that because my budget for my groceries with my two kids was $500 before the pandemic. Now it's $700.
You just really showed me that there's another America.
Yeah.
I don't budget for groceries.
Yeah.
I did at one point. I'm like, damn, I didn't know that. No, I'm not being funny. I'm being like, that was really humbling for me.
You
like,
have
damn. Because I don't pay attention to it. I have. Grocery shopping, I love the grocery shop. Because in the projects, that was a good day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That means we're not going to C-Town today, which is across the street. We're going to get, somebody going to catch a cab to
Pathmark. Yeah. You already know it. Bay Plaza. Talk it. Let's go. You know it.
Bronx shit.
You already know it. Bronx Section shit. 1 right there.
Yep. Right there by DA's live over there.
Yes.
Yes. What's it called? What's the name of the neighborhood?
What? Co-op City?
No, not Co-op City, but it's Soundview.
Yes, not far, yeah, because I'm coming from that side, off the Hutch, no question.
Yeah, but yeah, nigga, like, our Pathmark days was good. So I like grocery shopping. Grocery shopping just means that we got some money.
Yeah.
Now niggas want to go out to eat all the time.
Yeah, because groceries.
Want lobsters and shit. Then why these restaurants got to sell liquor? Why we can't, like.
Because of the markup.
Because everybody want money, bro.
Everything's money. It's all about the market.
Motherfucker, I'm taking my kids to Chuck E. Cheese. They're like, what you want to drink? Oh, a lemonade. No, you don't want no Ciroc. Bitch, I did not come into Chuck E. Cheese for no motherfucking Ciroc.
Ciroc.
I did not come into Chuck E. Cheese. Nigga, this is Chuck E. Cheese, nigga. I want some cheese and some motherfucking lemonade, nigga. What else we got?
So I think that the prices that are going up in the... I've just lost my train of thought. But I was saying the prices with the groceries that they're going... The incline in groceries... I forgot what I was going to say.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Aaron will cut that out. Godfather got a Godfather question.
Okay, so the Godfather question was, so, you know, over the weekend, there was some things going on in Atlanta, and there was a 21-year-old girl who was celebrating her birthday at 11:45, and, you know, they had a shooting inside of there, and she had got killed.
Shot in the back of the head.
And there were some people even that I knew that was in there, and they were talking about the scene, and it was crazy. So I was just going to say, like, as a father...
I'm not preparing my kids.
How would you prepare your kids for going out to the club and celebrating their birthdays and, you know, just doing things in the nightlife scene?
I think you can, Aaron. I think you have to just educate them. I think that it's fun. It's unfortunate that it was her 21st birthday, but somebody in some motherfucking trouble.
Yeah.
Somebody in some big trouble.
Yes.
I know if that was my family member. Somebody in trouble.
Yeah.
She got shot in the back of the head in the club.
In the club.
And innocent somebody bystander.
Either tipped security or snuck it in.
For sure.
And you in Atlanta, we know that happens.
That happens
all
a lot.
The time. Mm-hmm. Niggas take guns in clubs all the time.
Yeah.
Why do we gotta shoot though? Like, why can't we just fight? Like, and not only that, whoever did it, I pray I don't know him, but he need to go to jail for a long time. You shot in the club, nigga. Like, now mind you, shooting outside and you hit somebody, that's fucked up. But you shot in a tight space.
That was a real pussy move.
You don't shoot in a tight space unless you up on somebody. You just don't. And the fact that you shot and killed, shot six people and killed two, took lives from them people, bro. Whoever it is, they know. They already know. They like getting their lawyer ready, or they left. Or they left town. Like, packed up and left.
Well, I feel like that was just horrific. And I feel like that's a big thing that we have to focus on in Atlanta is with them letting the guys pay them to get their weapons in the club. Because honestly, I have friends who love going to 11:45 just for that one reason, because they know they can bring their shit in the club and they can feel protected. You know, but it's sad because you can't let everybody bring their gun. You know, some people bring their gun, you know, really for protection. And then you have these hard-head young boys who bring their guns, and the first nigga that bumped them, they want to pull their shit out and shoot the club up, you know? So it's just like a, it's a good, bad thing, you know, but I feel like Atlanta, we got to clean up on that. We got to clean that up. Atlanta got to clean up on
Atlanta
that
Atlanta got a lot of shit to clean up on. And meanwhile, while we're shooting in clubs, every nightclub has turned into a complex or an apartment building or a condo building. Every nightclub has turned into development properties.
Yeah.
Y'all keep shooting, nigga. We ain't gonna, Atlanta gonna lose its culture, its nightlife.
Yes.
Atlanta is being corporate-fied right now.
Yeah, and they also said that 1145 is closing the doors, so.
They ain't got no fucking choice.
Yeah, no choice. That was gonna happen.
Okay. That was the minimum.
You guys know that there will be a shooting at a club. For instance, a guy got killed outside of Magic City about a week ago by a security guard.
Outside.
Okay.
Big difference. Dream. Big difference.
But look, nobody knew. But the following day, they was back in business like nothing ever happened.
He
but
got
okay, it was
killed
outside.
Outside. But of the point their that changes business. Everything. That changes everything.
But you know that they'll keep these clubs open like nothing ever happened. So. That,
listen, because someone got killed outside.
Two people actually got killed. At 11:45, two people got killed.
Two people inside. Got killed.
They said six
and six shots. Shot.
Four other shots.
Four other shots, six total.
In the club. Huh?
And they had an underage drinker.
Yeah, and he was underage.
Yes.
One of the people.
Yes, no, I forgot about that. Yes, it was
somebody underage. Underage drinker?
Yeah, one of the guys that got shot was 20 years old. So, yeah.
Oh, nigga, they, yeah. Hey. Hey,
Atlanta, we just gotta do better.
Hey, you gotta. Hey, what he said? You can kiss the babies. Remember the movie? Remember that movie? The Eddie Richard Pryor movie. Which Way Is Up. Stir Crazy.
Stir Crazy.
He said, man, you did what? You did what? Oh, you can kiss the babies. Whoever owns 1145, I'm sorry. Gibson said it was their cousin, so I don't want to like, but nigga. You can kiss the babies.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah.
If I was you, I would pack up.
It's pack up.
Leave
Atlanta.
Just renovated.
They sure did.
Really?
Redid it nice. Awesome. The outside, the back, they redid everything.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was gonna be ready for the summer. It was gonna be up. Now it's up.
Now it's over with. Okay, so I have another question for you guys.
Let's get
so y'all already know. So it was some couple women that was tweeting on Twitter or whatever. So she asked this question. So Ari was saying basically, if a man has access to your home, he needs to be paying the bills. And if a man is paying your bills, you ladies need to respect your man.
So I want to say this. That is the problem. You have rich people who are in relationships with rich people telling poor people how to live.
Right.
Right.
And that is fucking whack.
Yeah.
That is the worst. Like, bottom line is this, is everybody ain't able and we need to mind our motherfucking business. Period. That's why everybody's so unhappy. They're unhappy because they're hearing other people's opinions on how what life should be. And you're hearing a woman who went from one rapper to another saying, if you need to be doing this because he be paying your bill, he need to be buying you this. Yeah. And it's like when Sweetie said, if he ain't buying you a Birkin, like who the fuck can afford that?
Right. I don't want a Birkin. Give me the cash.
Nah, but my point is, that's dangerous, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're speaking to an audience that is nowhere near where you are.
Right.
Beyonce is richer than all you bitches. And she never talks about money.
No.
And her husband is richer than all y'all niggas put together. And he never talks about money the way, well, he bragged on how he made his money. But what I'm speaking about is he doesn't show off his money.
For sure.
Like Jay-Z is like, the Hov tell you to sell crack? No, because Hov did that. That's who he is. But he don't show us his cars.
No.
Like I was at a restaurant one day and I saw Jay-Z pull up in a Tesla.
Mm-mm.
Like just pulled up, like random as fuck, like in a black Tesla.
Yes.
Like it's like, he understands they gotta wanna cheer for you. That's why I think Drake is going through all this shit.
Mm.
Because his only comeback was I'm richer than you. His only comeback was I'm richer. It wasn't I'm a better person. It wasn't I take care of my kids. It was nigga, I'm richer than you. And I think that's really where he went wrong. I think that's why
about the money.
I just think that I'm gonna ask you a question. How many friends do you think, American friends do you think he has? How many American friends do you think Drake has in his crew, immediate crew?
None.
Really?
That's a
friends.
Problem.
The key word friends. Is friends. Not associates to hang on. Friends.
Yeah.
Friends. No. He don't have. I'm one. And that's what I think happened. You came to America, you took over, you came in our shit, and you really ain't with us. Mm-mm. You with them still.
And yeah. Everybody started to see that now.
And that's why Ross and everybody attacked him, because behind the scenes, you start knowing who the real niggas are and who the fake niggas are. And I think it bothers a real nigga when they see people celebrating them.
Yeah.
Like, if you a real nigga and you see somebody celebrating somebody you know is fake, that fucks with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all like, this nigga, that nigga's a fuck. He's fake as fuck. Yeah. And I think that's what happened with Drake. I think niggas realize, like, I just got to ask a question. Just be honest. Like, y'all see how I talk. I talk on the show every day.
Yeah.
What if I rap like this? What if I did that? Like, I rap like that. Like,
right, what the fuck wrong with you?
No. No, but think about it. Iggy Azalea talks like an Australian, but raps like the brat.
Yeah.
Drake is from Canada and talks like, hey, how you doing, eh? Yeah, bro, how you doing? And he raps like, I'm around this motherfucker. Like, something right. And I think that you got to know it to know it. But it's like when you be in a room with these motherfuckers and you hear them talk and you like, you don't even talk like you rap. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened. This nigga ain't one of us. And they went after his ass. But yeah, that was it. That's it.
So, okay. What y'all think about Diddy this week? I mean, not Diddy. 50 Cent. 50 Cent. I didn't mean to say Diddy. I know I meant to say 50 Cent trolling on the internet. So 50 Cent was trolling Meek Mills and was it Christian? Diddy's
as much
son?
As I love 50, 50 is flagrant as fuck.
If he's just not he's not gonna stop.
As much as I love him, he's flagrant for that. As much as I love him, he's flagrant for that. You don't kick a nigga while he's down, even if you hate the nigga. Because they're going to use you against him. And I'm not going to let nobody use me. Right. Now, if he went at Puff and he just went at him because Puff was like, that's way different.
Yeah.
But you're using other people attacking him. And by the way, everybody in the music that's in the music business, we all done seen some weird shit from time to time.
Yeah.
That's a part of the game, seeing some weird shit. So once you get inside, you know what it is, nigga. And I 50, I think he's going to actually hurt himself long run for that.
Really?
Yeah.
50 been doing it for so long, though.
Nah, he did it to people that we expect him to do it to.
Right.
Like, he did it, he doing it to Puff, he doing it to his son. By the way, his son need to stop.
Yeah.
Stay out that shit.
Stay out of it.
Yeah, he need to stay out of it.
He needs to.
Cause
that's grown man business.
Christian.
He did a freestyle. Just like him. And another thing, stop bragging on, in hip hop, and y'all know Puff, I fuck with him, but stop bragging on money that you didn't make. In rap, we brag on what we make. So when you start talking about how big the cars is, how nice the houses is,
you
didn't make that money. Your dad did.
That's true.
So you can't brag on what you got when somebody gave it to you. By the way, if you had real niggas around you, they would have said that.
They definitely would.
But if you got a lot of niggas around you that love the life, it's like, yeah, you are Richie Rich. They not going to tell you that.
That's why it's important
to have friends.
Real friends.
Real friends. Yeah. Because these niggas be selling out, fucking up, and everything. But yeah, I just don't like that shit 50 do. That's whack, man. He did it to Shot Money. 50, I don't know, man.
Trolls.
He's a cancer.
He's not. Yeah, they.
No, not like a cancer. Like he's like his. He's actually a cancer.
Yeah, that's his birthday. Yeah, that's what they do.
I don't want to fuck with no cancers. I ain't never met nobody like
they
that.
They emotional gangsters.
Okay,
cancers are emotional gangsters. They were so gangster, but they're so emotional at the same time. That's what I call cancers. But anyways. Oh, Rick, what's going on? We got this green on, so what's going on in sports today? How them Celtics doing?
Celtics is...
He got on green. He ain't even a Celtics Boston fan.
It don't matter.
But I can speak on
that. Man, don't do that. This is the Culture Report. We are out. No, we ain't doing it. I'm a Boston motherfucker.
Hold on, we're going to go talk.
Y'all motherfuckers can't wait. Y'all have nothing but y'all sports.
Let me shine, though.
Why would you claim a team where...
Let me shine,
though.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Thank you. Oh, we cut. Yes. That's it. This is Culture Report.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.